Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here.
Okay.
Very good. And what day is it? It is Saturday, November what?
It's the 27th.
We believe it was that, yeah, yes. So you are ending you are in the middle of the Thanksgiving weekend, the weekend where your America gives thanks, or your northern continent gives thanks for the what?
Abundance of food?
The assistance of the Native Americans to the process of creating this country. There was a time when those who came from Europe were going to be defeated by the weather. They were going to be defeated by the elements. And the natives who had already figured out how to survive in these places came forward. This is the story, this is the myth that you now created into this holiday weekend. True?
Yes.
It is also a metaphor for the activities, the assistance that is coming from the native cultures at this time. Because the native cultures have knowledge that is beyond, or appears to be beyond, the rational European thinking. Now, the rational European thinking is not the secret European knowledge. Understand? We are discussing here, there is this grouping in Europe that at the time of the creation of this, of the movement into this place, were quite knowledgeable. Understand? You are on the heels of secret societies and secret information and secret maps and such, things that you do not, your history does not tell you about, except in secret or in mythologies. Did Columbus have a secret map that told him of this land beyond the Pillars of Hercules? Understand? Mm-hmm. These kinds of thinking at that time, that the world ended somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic. Where does that come from? Where does the idea that the world ends in the middle of the Atlantic come from? Atlantis. Understand? How that place was known for millennia earlier as the place of vast destruction and the end of things. Understand? So that knowledge of the Atlantean demise became like a warning sign to stay away from that part of the world. Understand? Mm-hmm. And over many, many years, or many millennia after that, the myths built over time that you could not go there. There would be sea monsters that would tear your ship apart. The world would end and you would fall into the abyss of whatever is beyond the edge of the earth. Understand? Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of that was no longer, was being disproven by the astronomers. Understand? Not the astrologers, but the astronomers, who were really looking at the earth and realizing that it was curved and such. This knowledge was coming from this priesthood, if you will. But there was also a vast amount of knowledge that had to do with the early days, even going back to the Library of Alexandria. What knowledge was there? What knowledge was lost? Understand? Many of the things that were supposedly lost in that fire were actually spirited away. Yes, there was a vast loss of information, but lots of the really juicy stuff found its way out of there. Understand? Or what were in archives that were not easily burned or destroyed. You have this concept of a safe, and you put things in the safe so that they can survive cat- catastrophe. Well, there was information put in the safe, if you will, at Alexandria's library that survived the burning and then was taken away later. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the standard history that you are told about this place, but it is so vague that the Romans came and burned it. Did the Romans burn it, or did someone else burn it? Understand this? It's lost in antiquity what really happened. But that information, those maps, were being circulated among secret groupings. And so Mr. Columbus definitely had a map, or more than one map, explaining what he would find if he traveled westward. And so this idea that there was a grouping in that place, that was known, that was not sure what you would find there. In other words, the communication had been lost for so long. But there was a knowledge that brothers were going to be found there, family members who had been isolated for a long time. And so when the Puritans and others came here to America, they were greeted as lost brothers to a certain degree by the natives. In other words, they did not see the white man as some invader. They saw it as a long-lost bloodline. And so it was natural for them to want to assist them in survival. Now, what was not understood at that time was how a greediness had been festering in Europe for many, many millennia. How the sons of Belial, if you will, were really in charge and really pushing Europe, the European economy, European religious situations and such, the entire bloodline of kings and all of this sort of thing. Understand?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of missing history there. And it isn't just that the Puritans came and they made friends. No, the natives knew something. The native shamans understood something. That this was a process that had been begun that was going to bring together what had been torn apart. And just as you might imagine if someone had lost a finger or something in an accident, you might put it in ice and race it to the hospital to be returned, to be put back on. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, the Native Americans saw that same kind of thing in the white man that had come. Understand? That this was a severed body part that needed to be nurtured long enough to become viable to return. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of that aside, we understand you are curious about possible earth changes that are in store going forward. As we have said many times and we will say it again, it is not one world that you live in. It is not one solid place that only has one potential. Just as changing courses can have certain outcomes. Remember when your cat had a seizure, and it was explained to you that it was an attempt to keep you from following a certain path. Understand?
Yes.
The world is an equilibrium. The universe is an equilibrium that is constantly finding its equilibrium as things come along and change it. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way you can imagine it like water, where water always finds the path of least resistance. And so if you can imagine that certain scenarios are possible, but as they fall away, the water finds another path. Time and the flow of time finds a different path. And that different path can totally scat what was dead ahead of you a moment ago. Imagine you are a river flying down the cascading from the top of a mountain. You are an ice river that has just been freed up by the warming weather, and you are really starting to work your way down this hill, and there's a huge obstruction in your way, and beyond that obstruction is, say, a home or a town that is in danger. But imagine that someone further upstream, before this water reaches this obstruction and potential danger to this town, were to blast a new pathway. Would you expect the town now to be damaged? No. Would you expect the obstruction to be hit and whatever? No, because the path had changed. Understand? Mm-hmm. And so in that way, you are constantly moving through time, shifting the potentials, shifting the direction. And so sometimes when you think you are really doing something for one thing, and then you come to this place and you say, wait a minute, this thing never happened. I bought all this silver expecting the collapse of the Western world and did not collapse. Understand? We are here to tell you that the act of buying the silver could have been the blast that moved the water to a different direction. Understand? Mm-hmm. It is that kind of connection that time has to events. And that is why we keep telling you to be upbeat. To really intend on what it is you are in wanting of and not what you are not wanting of, because you are constantly adjusting the course of time. All of you. And there are some who are adjusting time right into catastrophe. And there are some who are adjusting around it. Like the sinking of the Titanic. There are some who died and some who did not. Some who waited until the last minute and still made it onto a rowboat and still survived. And some who got off the boat right away and died. Understand? Mm-hmm. Some who stuck by their jobs until the last minute and were allowed to survive. And some who abandoned their post and perished. And so, as you see the potential for changes, look at what's going on in Korea. Look at how quickly things are changing in Korea. How the rogue state of the North Koreans are bringing all of these great powers, Japan and America and China and Russia, bringing like a focal point. And yet you might think, okay, in the past, this might have led to World War III. Maybe this time it will lead to something else. Maybe everyone will finally realize that North Korea cannot be the trigger for that kind of an event. Maybe they will trigger a different event. Understand? Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true of the economic situation. Maybe the events that are being foretold can be triggered and other events actually come about. So, could there be earth changes? Absolutely. Will there be earth changes? Absolutely. For some. We know we are being vague because you all want to be in the same world. You all have this belief that one world order, whatever. And it just does not work that way. Because you are what? What are you? Points of consciousness. You're really, that's what you are. You are points of consciousness that have moved into 3D to be conscious of it. That's the whole game. And so, just as you can sit here and all watch television on the same channel, or all get a different television and all watch different channels, so too can you be on this planet and have one grouping seems to be doing miserably, while another grouping seems to be doing quite well. And it can change in an instant. So, we would turn it back on the questioner and say, what is it that you want, and don't be so concerned about what it is you fear. Now, we understand fear is a motivator. It's a great motivator. But it carries with it a price tag that sometimes can be very high when the fear is not allowed to diminish. When there's always someone bringing the fear back, kind of like watching a movie. You just finished watching a movie, the very end of the movie. And this is the one part of the movie that seems to be the best part, and so you watch it over and over and over again. Fear can be like that, where you keep bringing back the old fear. Be careful of what you fear. See if you can flip it around into a positive, what you want. You fear getting a police ticket? How about not seeing any policemen on the whole way to a trip? You fear running out of gas? Imagine everywhere you go is gasoline. You're going to have more gasoline everywhere you go. There's going to be gas stations galore. Understand? See if you can flip it. And if you are really concerned, if your intuition tells you that you are in some way in danger, don't. See, if you are not in fear, but you are intuitive, then these things come back at you, not as, oh, be more fearful of them, but, oh, act on it. Act on this. And maybe that action could prevent the timeline you are looking at. It makes for a very difficult three-dimensional experience. But that's the whole key. So you're moving out of 3D experiences into a 4 and a 5D experience. So it is like you are moving out of the rigidness that is only 3D into a more flexible environment that is a higher dimension. That is really what's occurring. And so everyone keeps asking, what's it going to be like? How will we know we are there? It will not be so mysterious to you when you are there. You will see that you manifest very quickly. You will see that your thoughts set a tone for your day. You will begin to really notice how you affect your world and your reality. It won't be arbitrary, and it won't be, did I really do that? You'll know. You'll know. And some of you are already there. Some of you already see that level of conscious manipulation of reality. Others of you are watching those who seem to be doing it and wondering about it. And as the 100th monkey kind of thing is occurring, you are learning from them. Whether they are public speakers like the people who were in the secret, or whether they are friends and family members, old television show mentors, whatever. You will begin to see how your needs are met and your desires are met, and how you can affect reality around you. That is really what the game is about right now. So imagine you are in a cart, barreling down a hill, and you have been sitting in the back of the cart all this time, shouting at the driver. Well, now you've made it to the front seat, and you are the driver. And so, yes, it is a barreling down the hill cart, but you are now in control. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But we will ask if there are any questions. If we have answered some of your questions, that is wonderful. If there are others that you are thinking about that we can be helpful with, we entertain them at this time.
Well, I received questions about the economy, and you answered that, and questions about the predictions of Earth changes in 2011, and you addressed that. And the other question that I received was concerning the astrology that's happening at the end of this month, and how Mars and the North Node are joining Pluto, activating the T-square that we've been involved in for the past long while now. And in the last channeling, you mentioned Pluto and how that was dredging things up and affecting things. And I see a lot of people feeling the Pluto effects as fear, war, really negative things, while at the same time I see an absolute explosion of looking at Pluto as transformation. And everywhere you look, there are people doing energy medicine and thoughts create your reality sorts of things, with either their ability to create wealth for themselves or create health and transformation. And so it does seem like everybody feels that, the intensity of the astrology right now and the intensity of all this energy. And it's just a matter of whether they're looking at the glass being half full or half empty, or if they're looking at it through fear or through the potential of they can create anything they want. That's not exactly a question, but
we were wondering where the question was in that.
Yeah, it's not really a question. It's really a comment.
Very good. Obviously, we have turned you towards astrology on many occasions because it is your roadmap of where you are and what you are in the neighborhood of. What is a roadmap? A roadmap tells you where you are. Are you near the Washington Monument, or are you near the Smithsonian, or are you leaving town over the bridges? Understand, that is what a roadmap does for you. And a roadmap can help you negotiate very difficult terrain. And so, yes, the astrology of this time, understood, can be very helpful, particularly when fear is being drummed up by the medias. Many of the things that are occurring on your planet would not even rank a news story. But you hear about many of them because of the internet. The internet can take the most obscure story and make it global. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, in a way, it takes it out of the hands of the few who seem to tell you what is important. Understand? For a long time, you have had powerful people who tell you what your world is like, tell you what is going on, give you their commentary on it, tell you what you need to fear, what you need to want. That is changing. Now, anybody who wants to assist or affect or guide or whatever reality can do it through the internet. And so the internet can bring information that can steer movements outside of the mainstream. And that is really what many of the mainstreamers are mostly fearful of. Why do they want an off switch? because they are afraid of losing containment of information. They have done such a good job of containing information. Now it is really finding its way out there. And remember, many years ago, we told you that when the crazy stories you hear on the tabloids become the main stories on the regular news media, mm-hmm. that you would be into something. We would say the same thing is true of the internet. When the internet stories become the main stories, you will know you have achieved, you have moved into a different place. Understand? And those who are in charge of the media know they are losing it. They know it. And it has really got them running, scrambling. Many of them want to shut down the internet. They really want to just shut it down. Why? Because it is really killing them. It's killing their ability to steer the culture. Understand?
Well, also something that's not even... Well, what is true? You've said what is true. Also some things that may not be true at all can go through the internet and find themselves on the front page of the paper and on the news. So it could be used in, you know, both ways, really.
Well, obviously the internet is a double-edged sword. But what it brings is the ability for you to be the editor, the arbitrator, the judge, and the jury. Because in the past, you have used the pedigree of the newscasters to limit the credibility of the story, or to give you an idea of the credibility of the story. Did Walter Cronkite say it? It's probably true. Did some wacko on the street corner on top of a apple box shouting the world is ending, is his credibility there? Understand? You've been able in the past to see the difference. Oh, I don't listen to the crazy man with the placard. I listen to the sophisticated man in the suit on the television. But now that is blurred. You don't know if what you are reading is the sophisticated man or the crazy man on the corner. You simply hear the story and you become the judge. This is a very powerful place for an individual to be. It allows you to be the filter of your reality, because you are not watching it through the filters of others. Very important to imagine what that's like. It's like taking a group of people who have all been tied to the... Imagine a team of horses that have all been tied together and have been pulling a great weight together. And they haven't given any thought to it. They've all been working together, all in the same direction. Now imagine the weight is cut free and all of the connections are cut free. And the horses can now run free. If you are a horse, which of the two environments would you rather be in? Understand? Mm-hmm. Obviously, or at least we think you would say, the running free. Even though it seemed like when you were all teamed together, you were doing something, you were doing it without thinking. Now you have to think for yourself. Look at what happened with the friend's son who went on his own at this time. Understand? There is this desire to break out of the rigidness of corporate global thinking. Move out of it into a more local, self-empowering format. Understand? Mm-hmm. So yes, astrology can help you understand what's going on And we would encourage anyone to take up a study of the astrology of the next few moons and beyond, because you are really moving into some key astrological events that will shape the energies that are hitting the planet and in the solar system. Anything further?
No, that's good.
Very good. Because that's really the place you're at, where the chaos and the coherence, the chaos and the order are really just always cutting the edge. Is it chaotic information, or can we bring order out of it? Understand? You're always doing this. Because if you go too rigid in one direction or the other, you can become dogmatic. And you lose the dynamics of that equilibrium. Remember what we started with, equilibrium. As you are surfing the lines of time, so too is the Pleiadian information on the Earth. Whether it is ancient information that has been here for millennia, or even longer, or new information that is finding its way here just now. Mm. Understand? There's much information already available. But information is not knowledge if it is not brought into some understanding. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if we're being clear, but hopefully we are doing pretty well.
I think I'm thinking of ways to do that.
Absolutely. Wonderful. That would be our homework for this time period. Because you will discover that there will be some who want to be the only. And that isn't how it works. That isn't how it works. If you are attempting to own something, you will find that you cannot. You will find that you really cannot own it. You own nothing. You are borrowing everything in time. You are borrowing it, you are manipulating it, you are moving with it, you are using it, and you are passing it on to someone else. Always. It's like water. You cannot hold the water forever. It will even evaporate out of your cup if you just try to hold it in your hand. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You will find a way to dissipate or to maneuver. You will not stand still. Not forever. Even glaciers move. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Then we will let you all have your day. Understand that even as you are all moving towards your own destinies, all others are doing the same. And you will hear what sounds like earth-changing events happening to many people. Very good. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all.